In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, the trees are still up, correct? Lights are still on, yes? Still saying Merry Christmas, very good. It's important for us to do that reality check every now and again, because we live in a society which thinks that Christmas begins on Black Friday and ends on the 26th of December, when we know it really begins on the 25th of December, and it doesn't end until the feast of the baptism of the Lord. So we find ourselves in the middle of the octave of Christmas, those 8 days that we treat as if each day were Christmas itself. Would that we treated it that way when it came to presents, though? That would be good. 8 days worth of presents, like our Jewish friends. And we're at the beginning of the season of Christmas. And we have several feast days during this time to reflect upon the mystery of the Incarnation and the wonder of God's gift to us in Christ. And so today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family and we reflect upon it. We know that Jesus became one like us in all things but sin, or to put it another way, the second person of the Blessed Trinity emptied himself of glory and took upon himself our frail human nature, or in the words of sacred scripture, and the Word became flesh. Now, God being God, Jesus could have simply appeared fully grown and begun his public ministry. But instead, he chose to be born into a family. From the Blessed Virgin Mary, he received his human nature. And from St. Joseph, he received the promises which God made to the children of Israel in general, and to King David in particular. Our Lord was cared for and protected and taught by his parents as he grew. He entered into a very human reality, one of the fundamental human realities. If you look at all times and in all places, human beings and in all cultures, we find that one of the fundamental realities of human existence is that we have families. And this is why it is tragic when a family doesn't measure up. Now, I'm not talking about dysfunctional families. Yeah, that was a phrase that was big when I was back in the seminary. I have yet to find a functional family. We're all dysfunctional to one way or another. I'm talking about an abusive family. It is so tragic when a child suffers at the hands of those who are meant to protect it. It is equally tragic when families are distorted due to some misguided social agenda or social engineering. Be that as it may, God himself entered into a human family. And in doing so, he took a human reality and made it a divine reality. He made it holy, so that even in our families, we may encounter the grace of God. Think about where you first learned the gospel. Odds are that it was in your family. Think about where you first learned how to practice the faith. Odds are that it was first in your family, not in catechism, but at home. One of the fun things about my job is I get to hear first confessions. You know, to adopt the words of the late Bishop Fulton Sheen, when he talked about hearing the confessions of nuns, he said it was like being stoned to death with popcorn. It is the same with children. It's like being stoned to death with popcorn, and I can usually guess what 9/10 of the things that will be confessed are. I hit or was mean to my brother and or sister. I was disobedient to my parents. And I have to remind the kiddos that the commandments apply in the family too. And the golden rule doesn't just apply to strangers. It applies to a brother and sister in your family. Some of them don't want to hear that, but they need to. You know, at this time of year, it's both good and bad that we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. It's good because we have family gatherings around Christmas, don't we? It's bad because we have family gatherings around Christmas, don't we? Our family gatherings aren't always the best, because most of us have that one cousin or parent or sibling that makes it a bit trying. And yet, even though our families are not perfect, they can still be holy. And there are ways to make our families even more holy. Remember my Christmas homily when I told you the secret of existence in the seminary? That if you forgot an answer on a test, just to answer Jesus, and the odds are that you would answer, you get the correct answer. So if I asked you what made the Holy Family holy, what would you say? Jesus! See, I'm right. It is the presence of God which makes anything holy. And it was Jesus being present within the Holy Family that was responsible for its holiness. And it is the same thing that can make our families holy. The very presence of Jesus within them. That's why it's so important that we keep Jesus at the center of all that we do. Not just here, but at home. And we do that most especially through the practice of our faith. And in the practice of faith, most especially through prayer. Whether it be the private prayer of devotion or the public prayer of the church, which is the liturgy. Speaking of devotional prayer, our family prayer life should be more than, "Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts which we are about to receive through thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen." That's a good start, but it shouldn't stop there. Many families pray the rosary together every day. If you can't pray the whole thing, pray a decade. Another wonderful practice would be if the family would pray together at the end of the day, the act of contrition. Not only would this help in making sure that you have the act of contrition memorized, but also seeking God's mercy and his forgiveness at the end of the day is a very good habit to start for the rest of your life. And like those first confession kids, it is a good thing to remember that obedience to the commandments applies within the family too. That we have to treat others, most especially our family members, with the same love and respect that we want to be treated. One of the reasons for our Lord's incarnation was to make us holy, is to make us holy. Not just here for an hour a week, but wherever we find ourselves, even at home, even in the family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.